We are part of the biggest political movement, the biggest day of political action ever in the history of this planet. That is incredible. There are 5,200 events happening right now in 181 countries. They started 17 hours ago with the sun rising up over New Zealand.
In San Francisco, people from all walks of life took to the streets. Some biked in goggles, wetsuits, and flippers through what is at risk for becoming the city's new shoreline. Some wore polar bear costumes and carried signs saying, "Don't melt my ice cap." Others, like Mindy Wu, walked in street clothes and proposed global lifestyle changes.
To be vegetarian is the fastest way to stop global warming. It can stop 80% of global warming. So it's more compassionate way of life, and it's more noble, and it's good for animal, good for our health, and good for the earth.
And some, like Marilyn Kriegel, simply hope to inspire fellow Bay Area residents to care.
I've pretty much given up on politics and think that unless people start hitting the streets, nothing's going to happen in this country.
So do you have any message you'd like to send to the world leaders that are meeting in December in Copenhagen?
Yeah, we're out here. We're out here. We care.
At 3, a group of nearly 1,000 people gathered in front of the Embarcadero, south of the Justin Herman Plaza, awaiting the magical moment of 3:50 p.m. Organizers and spoken word artists addressed the crowd as shifts of volunteers took turns pedaling stationary bikes to run the pedal-powered sound system. Greenpeace field organizer Lauren Thorpe called the day a pivotal moment in history and called on the group to take action.
We are going to be making phone calls to President Obama all day today, demanding that he hears our call. We are going to be calling on him to go to Copenhagen and negotiate a fair, ambitious, and binding climate treaty.
350 bicyclists returned from a week-long 350-mile journey. At 3:50 p.m., the crowd configured into the number 350. And what is it that's so important about 350? Lavanna Saxon from Youth in Focus explained.
350 is life. 350 is the parts per million of carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere that we need. And right now, do you all know where we're at? 387, that's right. It doesn't seem like a very big difference, but it's the difference between life and death. It's the difference between flooded coastal cities and completely flooded earth. It's the difference between fresh water to drink and no water to drink. It's a huge difference, and so we're here to take a stand and to let the people that are representing us in Copenhagen that's coming up in December know that we're not going to settle for anything less.
As the group formed the number, Gopal Dianini from Movement Generation said that it is up to ordinary people, not the government, to take the lead on finding a solution to climate change.
The story of the solution to our problems begins with the communities on the ground, on the front lines of the root causes of this problem. The communities in Richmond who are fighting Chevron, the communities in Appalachia who are fighting coal, the communities in Alberta who are fighting tar sands, indigenous peoples all over this planet fighting to protect their forests and their livelihoods. Fisher folk all over this planet fighting industrial trawling. Those communities on the front lines of this struggle are the source of our solutions.
Alex Spoger participated in the final half of the 350-mile bike ride across California. Spoger said that the experience confirmed that everyone can make a difference.
Everyone can make a difference. There's a quote I love. It says, if you think you're too small to make a difference, you've never been in a sleeping bag with a mosquito. And we camped all week, and we encountered many mosquitoes. But it's the truth. Every single person can make a difference, no matter how small, how big. Anyone can help change the planet.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, San Francisco.
Ain't no power like the power of the sun, 'cause the power of the sun don't stop. Ain't no power like the power of the people, 'cause the power of the people don't stop.